Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 4, text number 5. Drishvanuyantam Rishim Atmajam Api Anagnam Devyo Hriya Paridadhur Na sutasya chitram tad viksha prichchati manau jagadus tavasti stri pum vidha na tu sutasya vidikta drishte Drishvanuyantam Rishamatmajamatmyanangnam Devyo Hriya Paridadu Nasutasya Chitram Tadviksha Pichchati Manau Jagadustavasti Stripum vidha natusutasya vivikta drishte. Go ahead, chant. Drishvanuyantam rishamatma jamatmyanangnam. Puridudo natsutasya chitram Tadviksha prichcha timanao chagadusta vasti Sipum vidha natsutasya vivikta dishte Drishvanuyantam Rishamatma Jamatmyanangnam Devyo Hriya Vridu Natutasya Chitram Tadviksha Prichchati Manau Jagadustavasti Sipum vidha nasutasya vivikta drishte Drishvanuyantam rishimatma jamapyanangnam Devyo hriya paridadu nasutasya chitram Vichya vichyati manu jagadustavasti Sri Pum Vida Nasutasya Vivekta Diste Tadviksha vichchati manau jagadastavasti Sripum vidha nasutasya vivikta dishte Rishtvanuyantam rishimatma jamatyanagnam Devyo hriya paridadu nasutasya chitram tadviksha pichchati manuau jagadasavasti. Sri Pumbida Nasudan Victudiste. Ladies. Dishpanu yantam rishimat majamapyanatnam. Yo paridadu nasutasya chitram. Sipum vidana sutasya vivikta jishte. Drishta. By seeing. Adiyantam. Following. Drishim. The sage. Atmajam. His son. Api. In spite of. Anugnam. Not naked. Devyah. Beautiful damsels. Hriya. Out of shyness. Paridadu. Covered the body. Na. Knocked. Shutasya. Of the sun. Chitram. Astonishing. Tatviksha. By seeing that. Prichchati, asking, manau, unto the Muni, Vyas, Jagadu, replied, Tava, Jur, Asti, there are, Stri Pum, male and female, Vida, differences, Na, not, to, but, Sutasya, of the sun, vivikta, purified, drishte, of one who looks. Translation, purport by Srila Prabhupada. While Srila Vyasadeva was following his son, beautiful young damsels who were bathing naked covered their bodies with cloth, although Sri Vyasadeva himself was not naked. But they had not done so when his son had passed. So the sage inquired about this, and the young ladies replied that his son was purified, and looking at them made no distinction between male and female, but the sage made such distinctions. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 5.18, it is said that a learned sage looks equally on a learned and gentle brahmana. A chandala, a dog eater, a dog or a cow due to his spiritual vision. Srila Sukadeva Goswami attained that stage. So the sage that sees these different living entities like Brahman, dog eater, that's a very low chandala, a very low person that eats dogs, or a dog himself, or a cow, Hasti, an elephant, but how does he see all them equal if he sees with the same eyes that we see everything? Because he sees beyond the body and he sees the soul. Simple. So Srila Sukadeva Goswami attained that stage of vision. So thus, he did not see a male or female. He saw all living entities in different dress. The ladies who were bathing could understand the mind of a man simply by understanding his demeanor. So men, you better be very careful how you go about life, because the women know what's up in your mind. As just by looking at a child, one can understand how innocent he is. He's a very advanced consciousness, as Prabhupada describes. So Sukadeva Goswami was a young boy, 16 years old, and therefore all the parts of his body were developed. He was naked also. and so were the ladies. But because Shukadeva Goswami was transcendental to sex relations, the way he looked at them was very innocent and had nothing to do with worldly affairs. The ladies, by their special qualifications, could sense this at once, and therefore they were not very concerned about him. But when his father passed, the ladies quickly dressed. Srila Vyasadeva was an old man and was fully dressed, and the ladies were exactly like his children or grandchildren, yet they reacted to his presence according to the social custom, because he played the part of a householder. A householder has to distinguish between male and female, otherwise he cannot be a householder. One should therefore attempt to know the distinction between body and soul without any attachment for male and female. As long as such attachment is there, one should not try to become a sannyasi like Shukadeva Goswami. At least theoretically, one must be convinced that a living entity is neither male nor female. The outward dress is made of matter by material nature to attract the opposite sex, and thus keep one entangled in material existence. A liberated soul is above this perverted distinction. He does not distinguish between one living being and another. For him, they are all one and the same spirit. The perfection of this spiritual vision is the liberated stage, and Srila Shukadeva Goswami attained that stage. Srila Vyasadeva was also in the transcendental stage, but because he was in the householder's life, he did not pretend to be a liberated soul as a matter of custom. So this seems to speak very much to Bhagavad Gita, our basic book of Krishna consciousness, because we found that Arjuna was looking at everyone on the battlefield as their bodies. Right? Chapter 1, he said, Krishna, please draw this army, this chariot between the two armies so I can see who's here, who's ready to fight. Of course, Prabhupada explains that this was a stall tactic. He already knew what was going on. There was supposed to be this battle. That was already decided. So he just wanted to, so when he looked, he saw, what did he see? He didn't see a bunch of spirit souls. He saw brothers, he saw grandfathers, he saw uncles, he saw all kinds of relatives, teachers, gurus. And then because of that, he became overwhelmed, dropped his bow. And Arjuna, the man who can fight with 10,000 warriors at once, he dropped his bow, said, Krishna, I cannot fight. I will not fight. So this is our position in the material world, that we become conditioned to identifying ourselves as a product of the material energy. And therefore we look upon ourselves as this material body. And we look upon others as their material body. And we look at everything as objects of sense gratification. Everything in this material world is to please our senses. That's material consciousness. How can we tell if we're making some advancement in spiritual life when we have a less desire to enjoy separately from Krishna? Pretty simple understanding, pretty simple formula, pretty simple test. How much are we trying to enjoy separate from Krishna? And Prabhupada explains that really our only enjoyment is in service to Krishna. And he compares that to the simple comparison of the tree, right? That the tree has so many parts of it. Has a trunk, has bark, has branches, twigs, leaves, fruits, all parts of the tree. But how are you going to serve that tree? How are you going to feed that tree? You're going to serve the root, right? And for the root will distribute all of that nourishment throughout the tree. So we're just like a little part of Krishna. So how will we become satisfied separately from Krishna? Not possible. Not at all possible. Actually, we have no value separately of Krishna. Right? Kripa Bindu Diya. Without your mercy, I am worthless, I am useless, I am nothing. Without the mercy of the spiritual master. Guru Dev Kripa Bindu Diya. Gurue Dasi. Tinapika Tihina. We're useless, worthless. Just like the other day I was walking on the street, I saw a little screw on the sidewalk. I said, geez, is it worth me picking up that screw? No, it's not even, it's useless. But that screw could become a very important part of some machine. Huh? So that's us. We're wandering in this material world like a lost screw, looking for the machine to be a part of. And that's Krishna, that's all. That's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So this idea that we can prematurely become a sannyasi and become renounced from material sense gratification is a very bad idea. And it's very prevalent and pervasive amongst spiritual groups. I remember I became a devotee some 45 years ago or so, and I thought, wow, you know, I read that Krishna Consciousness Handbook they used to have. And I read that and thought, oh, man, this is great. I'll be a pure devotee in a couple of weeks. You know, this is nothing to it. I'll be chanting Hare Krishna and serve Krishna. I'll just become a pure devotee in no time. So 45 years later, I'm still endeavoring to reach that stage. Prabhupada said, don't become a better Paramahansa than your spiritual master. But it's easy to make this mistake because of our conditioning in this material world, thinking we're God, thinking that we're Krishna. Very easy to make this mistake. Very easy to begin thinking that we don't need all of these external elements to Krishna consciousness. We don't need to wear a dhoti. We don't need to have tilak. We don't need to have sika. We don't need to even, you know, and it'll come, when it comes down to it, we don't need to chant Hare Krishna. And that's already happened. All of this has already happened in our movement. We just chant Hare Bol. We don't need the Hare Krishna mantra. But this is all a symptom of that. We have now prematurely become a pure devotee. Just because Prabhupada says all my disciples are pure devotees, and once you have to understand, take that in context, understand what that means. That as long as we follow Srila Prabhupada, who is the pure devotee, who is in transcendental consciousness like Shukadeva Goswami, do you ever see Prabhupada go around in a nude? No. Prabhupada always wore a dhoti, always wore tilak. When he was going to come in an airport, Prabhupada would go in the bathroom of the airplane and put fresh tilak on. He didn't want the devotees to see him with weak tilak. Prabhupada was, because these are the, when we first came to Krishna consciousness, we understand that we wanted to adopt these things because we wanted to be recognized as devotees. This is part of our preaching tool. And Prabhupada gave the example of like the police officer. When he joins the police force, they put him in a uniform. They give him a badge. They give him a stick or a gun. And then they have him walking on the street. So now he can identify himself as a policeman. And he can't get out of it. Everybody that sees him, oh, there's a cop. Oh, there's a policeman. And it's somebody who might need him for something. They immediately see there's a policeman. So we know that every conditioned soul in this material world needs to come back to Krishna. So the more we can expose them to Krishna consciousness, the more chance they have to find out about Krishna and to come back to Krishna. So why should we disguise ourselves? Prabhupada never recommended that. Actually, this goes way back. Kirtanandana, when he came back from India, he wanted to stop wearing a dhoti. This was way back. And Prabhupada said, okay, go to England and start something and see what happens. But he didn't do that. He came back to America and he started telling other devotees, you got to stop wearing a dhoti. So one devotee, Damodar, he wrote Prabhupada, said, Prabhupada, what's this all about? Prabhupada said, where does this come from? I never said this. You know, and he related the story. He said, I told Kirtananda, go to England. Go ahead, start something. See what you can do. So Prabhupada never recommended that. Not that he pushed it either. Not that he said, okay, now all of you have to wear dhotis. But once everybody started, Prabhupada expected that. Just like shaven head. One time Bhagavan came to Prabhupada with hair about my length, and Prabhupada called him a hippie. Said, why are you not shaved? So it's not that Prabhupada artificially renounced, he actually embraced all of these external items that help us become Krishna conscious. And he passed these on to us through his example, not through any pressure. Right? Prabhupada, you know, we all know the story how Prabhupada stood in line to take a shower. Stood in line with his disciples, right? So it's not like he pushed these things, but through by his example, he taught us how to do these things. You know, Prabhupada described all of these pictures to the artist. Do you ever see a picture of Krishna without a dhoti? I never saw one. But some devotees want to say this is Hindu dress. Is Krishna Hindu? I don't think so. We always tell people we're not Hindus. The other day my son met somebody walking down the street and said, well, there's my father. He's a Hindu. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I'm no Hindu. We're not, Hindus are those people that live on the other side of the Sindhu River. We're not Hindus. We're Krishna devotees. We're Hare Krishnas. Because we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And Hare Krishna mantra is all there is. That's reality. Reality. Again, I say reality. So if we continue to chant Hare Krishna and hear Srimad Bhagavatam and do all these things that Prabhupada wants us, then we'll become Krishna conscious. And we'll become humble. Because without becoming humble, we can't become Krishna conscious. If we don't become humble, then we'll think we're a better Paramahansa than our spiritual master. And that'll be a big problem. As we've seen, so many times devotees have thought they were better Paramahansas than their spiritual master, and it became a big problem for them and for others also. So we can't be bewildered by others, and we can't be bewildered by our own false sense of advancement, our false sense of identity. So, Hare Krishna, thank you all very much for allowing me to be here and speak to you about Krishna consciousness on such an auspicious day as Thanksgiving Day. As I said before, I'm thankful that I'm in the association of devotees. Only by the mercy of devotees will I be able to make any spiritual advancement, and pray that Krishna will always allow me to be in that association. Anybody here thankful for anything in particular? Prabhu, you thankful for something? Yes. For what? He also. Just see. It's contagious. Yes, Prabhu. Jai, there's a rare soul, huh? Jai, Hari Bol, thank you very much, Prabhu. Yes, sir. Hare Krishna. everybody does. The goths, they have a uniform. The acid heads have a uniform. The Hell's Angels have. Everybody's got a uniform. Yes, sir. Yeah, I heard that they threw a whole bunch of turkeys out of an airplane. Imagine that. That's a lot of them live, though. Some of the, turkeys aren't the greatest flyers, so people, materialist people, they have no idea what to do. Hare Krishna. Anything else? So the holy name alone can render all benediction upon every living being. Hare Krishna.
Right there, a verse. I don't know. I'm intelligent about the verse. That's a good one.